We're in Brachos, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, the middle of the page, the two dots. V'am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Tova Mirdut Achat B'Libo Shel Adam Yoter Mikama Malkuyot. A person's feeling bad inside his heart, feeling one time, feeling subservient, letting his heart give. You know, ordinarily we're brazen, we don't want to give in. When a person's heart is willing to bend before his Creator, even one feeling like that is worth more than quite a few lashes. Shenemar, as the verse says, V'radefait me'aveh, the prophet tells her, you know, you're going to chase after your lovers and you won't get them. And you'll seek them out and you won't find them. And when things go bad, V'amerain, she'll say, Elecha v'ashuv elishe rishon kitov li az me'ata. She'll say to herself, I'm going to go back to my original husband because I was better off then than now. So Hosea. So Hosea describes the Jewish people like a prostitute, like an unfaithful woman who keeps running after lovers whose husband loves her, but she's not interested. And finally, when push comes to shove, her husband says, okay, go. And then she goes and she sees that all those lovers are not going to stand by her. And then she has a feeling of remorse. Suddenly she says, wait a second, this isn't the way it's supposed to be. And that feeling of remorse gets her to come back to her original husband. That's the Jewish people. An internal feeling of remorse is worth more than all the punishments. V'Resh Lakish amar yoter mi'mea malkuyot. Resh Lakish said that internal remorse is worth more than 100 lashes. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Teichat ge'ara b'mevin me'akot kesil me'a. The roar when you yell at someone can settle in a person that has understanding more than beating a fool 100 times. So if only it penetrates the understanding of a human being, if you've penetrated that, you've accomplished much more than had you hit him 100 times. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yossi, Rav Yochanan said in the name of Rav Yossi, Shlosha Dvarim Bikesh Moshe Mlipnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Natan Lo. Moshe requested three things before God and God gave it him. Bikesh Et Ishrei Shechina Al Yisrael, he requested that the Shechina rest on the Jewish people, V'Natan Lo, and God granted that. Shenemar, the verse says, Halo V'Lech Techa Imanu, Moshe demanded God should walk in our midst. He requested that the Shechina not rest on the pagans, and God granted him that. Shnemaz, the verse says, I and your nation should be exceptional in this, that only we should have the Shechina rest on us. He asked God to teach him, to explain to him his ways, to explain how God does justice, how come some of the righteous suffer, how come some of the righteous have it good, how come some of the wicked suffer, how come some of the wicked have it good. V'natano, and God explained it to him. Shnemaz, the verse says, Odieni nat derachecha, teach me your ways. Amar lefanav, he said before him, Ribono shlola, master of the world, Mipnema yesh tzadik v'tov lo, v'yesh tzadik v'ra lo. Why is it that some righteous have it good and some righteous have it bad? Yesh rasha v'tov lo, v'yesh rasha v'ra lo. Some wicked have it good and some wicked have it bad. There's no consistency either way. Not everyone who's righteous suffers, not everyone who's righteous has it good. Not everyone who's wicked has it bad, not everyone who's wicked has it good. There doesn't seem to be any consistency. Amar lo, God answered him, Moshe, tzadik v'tov lo, tzadik ben tzadik. If a tzadik has it good, it's because he's the son of a tzadik too. Tzadik v'ra lo, tzadik ben rasha, whatever that means. Rasha v'tov lo, rasha ben tzadik. Rasha v'ra lo, rasha ben rasha. It all depends what generation tzadik and what generation rasha it is. And obviously none of this makes any sense at first glance. Why should that be so? So that's not for our learning in this session.
We don't get the answer?
Not in this.